Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side.
Shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize.
When the ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts this evening. I'm Matt.
I'm Derek.
I'm Craig.
Please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. Go ahead and pull down on those safety bars because we will not be doing that for you. Guys, it is milestone episode 81. Who's ready to have some fun?
81. I'm ready. I'm pumped.
He's all out of Taylor Swift references.
I'm very excited for this episode because this episode was not planned.
Hey, wait. Can we say something real quick about your picture with The Rock in the new movie?
You know what? It was an honor to be cast in Jungle Cruise alongside The Rock. I know we were able to put aside our differences. What inspired you to do that, by the way? That was just kind of out of the blue.
Derek texted me and said, hey, do you think you can put Matthew in this picture?
I saw it on Twitter.
I mean, what am I saying? That's an actual picture. Yeah, you remember that, though, okay. Matthew, don't you?
Yeah, you know, it's just, I was so shocked when he called me and asked me.
He said, hey, jabroni, you want to be in a picture?
And they, you know. He said he was going to lay the smack down if I didn't agree.
It looked real natural when you were standing.
I know. I look forward to starring in my first Hollywood film.
I sent that to Craig, and I was like, hey, can you put Matthew in this? It'd be funny.
If you have no idea what we're talking about, go to our Twitter page, Grim Grin.
At Grim Grin Guys.
At Grim Grin Guys, and you'll see what we're talking about.
Oh, man.
It's a great picture.
Good stuff. And then it was good to see y'all got cast in it as well.
Well, that was after, you know, were the star.
I put a good word in for you.
Yeah.
Well, guys, you know what? This episode's exciting to talk about because a week ago, we did not know this was going
to
happen.
You just went to the beach is all you did, didn't you?
Well, that's what I thought I was doing.
Well, tell us all about it, Matthew.
So today, I'm sharing my recent trip rundown. 24 hours to plan a Walt Disney World vacation.
Now, that's the greatest thing about this. Derek, we were impressed with Derek planning a trip in 2 weeks. Matthew planned it in 24 hours. And we're not joking. 24 hours.
Yes.
Tell the story, Matthew.
I'm jealous.
So just to tell you a tale, my wife and I and our boys had planned to go to Panama City for a week of relaxation on the beach. We had packed and planned to be at the beach for a week. We got there on Saturday, October 6th. I got there about lunchtime, drove down. On Sunday, the next day, we heard there may be some storms coming in, and by Monday morning, found out that this could develop into a hurricane. Hurricane Michael, that a lot of people in Florida and obviously in the Southeast have heard quite a bit about.
But you said on Saturday, no one's even talking about it,
right? On Saturday, nobody's talking about it. On Sunday, it's okay, there's some rain, there's some storms coming in, no big deal. But by Monday morning, we're starting to wonder, okay, you know, we know we're not going to be able to get out on the beach, that the boys aren't going to be able to get out and have much fun. And it's, if you've got a four-year-old and a two-year-old child, they're not going to like being cooped up in a little condo.
No.
So we start looking at, okay, well, what if we were to go to Disney World for a few days and then return back to Panama City at the end of the week? Well, we were out eating lunch. And I went ahead and called, and we actually just decided to book two nights at Pop Century and go from there. We were going to go down and we were going to drive down on Tuesday and check in on Tuesday.
Can I ask what you promised Sissy to make this happen?
You know what? She was all on board with the idea. She actually kind of suggested that.
No, I said Sissy.
Well, I know it's a surprise, Craig, but she was on board. This was at lunchtime that I called and spoke to Marlon. He said, like the fish. He was very helpful.
And this was Tuesday?
This was on Monday.
Monday, okay.
Monday, October 8th. And by the time we got back to our hotel from lunch, the hotel staff said, tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., there's a mandatory evacuation that the governor has instituted for Panama City. And so, not wanting to get caught in traffic, we immediately rushed up to the room and just started throwing stuff in bags. And within the hour, we were out of the hotel. We just went ahead and checked out. We were staying on my wife's aunt's points, and so it didn't cost us anything. We didn't lose anything by leaving the hotel early. And so we packed our bags, and on Monday, just hours after thinking we were going to be in Panama City all week, we decided to head to Walt Disney World from Panama City.
Which is how far a drive?
It's about, it ended up being about 6 hours for us, 6.5 hours. You can make it in a little less. There was some traffic we ran into, but overall it's about 6 hours. And of course, our thoughts and prayers have been with the people in Mexico Beach and also Panama City who sustained some damage. But fortunately, we were able to get out of there on time. And this was Monday. We were on fall break. We thought we could just go home or we can try to make something out of this vacation. And so we decided to spend a lot of money and a lot of gas going over to Walt Disney World.
And you said you thought about going in there Tuesday during the day. You tried to get, or was it Monday night?
Monday night on our way there, we tried to call and add another night to our Monday night stay. We were staying Tuesday and Wednesday night. The cheapest room they had available was like a $600 room at Coronado for Monday night. So that was out of the question for us. We ended up deciding to stay. We stayed at a Comfort Suites in Lake City, which is about 2 hours and 15 minutes outside of Orlando. But we were able to add a third night stay on Thursday night. So we ended up getting we were very lucky. We got a preferred room at Pop Century, and I told you guys this, we thought originally it was a standard room, but it was a preferred room. It was $140 for the first two nights, $150 for the last night. So what we thought was a pretty good deal, all things considered. And again, we're getting this last minute. We're booking it the day before we check in, and we were very, very fortunate to get that room at Pop Century.
Ground floor, right next to the pool.
That's how we get to Disney World. And again, we're driving. It felt like we were in the car for a week. But we get to Pop Century about noon on Tuesday. We slept in, ate breakfast, and we check in around noon on Tuesday. Our room is not ready, we thought we'd booked a standard room. They showed me where the room was. We were right there next to the pool, but on the opposite side of the pool, so it wasn't loud. Right next to the food court, bus stop. If you're familiar with Pop Century, we were right behind pretty much where Baloo and Mowgli were, those statues. Ground floor, as Craig said, and we could not have asked for a better room really to stay in.
That's amazing. That's great.
Sounds way better than Beach Club.
Before we get in.
I wouldn't go that far, Derek. I'll say this. Let me backtrack just a second, because the condo we were staying in Panama City, we stayed there one night. The second night, the air had gone out, so they moved us to a different room. Then we stayed in Lake City, then in Pop Century. We were in four different hotel rooms on four consecutive nights.
Wow.
So it was not the relaxing week that we had planned.
And speaking of that, that kind of segues into what I was going to ask. What was the stipulation of Cece saying for this trip? What were you going to do differently?
She said that if we were going to do this, we were actually going to relax. And it was not going to be a breakneck pace like in my wife's mind and y'all's mind, when I go there, I'm just bopping from one side of the park to the other, never stopping to take a breath.
Exactly. That's not in our mind. That's reality.
That is not reality. You people all over-exaggerate. But Cece expressed that we're going to slow down. We're going to let the boys enjoy the hotel and the pool and just kind of take it easy. Because that's what the boys were enjoying at the beach anyways, was the pool and the water. And we didn't want to completely abandon that idea. So it was made known that we were not going to park hop. We were not going to hit a park every day. We went with that mindset.
All right. So let's get into it then. You said you got in your room at noon?
Well, we got to the hotel about noon, and we did not yet. Our room was not ready. When they showed me where the room was, I didn't really care. I thought, I'll wait for that room. And let me say this. This was really our first experience with Pop Century. We stayed there with Derek and Rachel a few years ago when we went for the 24-hour day, but we literally did nothing other than just sleep in the room. We didn't check out the pools, didn't go to the food court, none of that. And so this was really our first experience with Pop, which I know you've stayed there extensively, Craig, and you're a pretty big fan of it.
Yeah. Next week, a week from today, we'll get into another person that recently had a trip.
Yes, we have another good friend of the show coming in for a recent trip rundown. And also this coming Thursday, we have another guest, the Consumer Princess, our Disneyland correspondent. We'll be having her on.
Specifically, next Monday is someone else that stayed at Pop and had a totally different experience.
Very different experience at Pop.
So we'll
mainly because of where their room was located. But
But you need we need to listen to that.
Yeah.
Or be sure to tune in.
And so let me say this before I go forward. If you're planning to stay at Pop Century, definitely go ahead and spring for the preferred room.
Yes.
I think it's about $15 more a night. Totally worth it.
It can make up, and again, we joke about me saying this, But it can make all the difference because you can be right around the food court, right around the pools, or you can be on the other side of the world.
We were within a 3-minute walk of the food court, the bus stop, the laundry room, the main pool, the bridge over to Art of Animation, and a playground that the boys could get to. I mean, it was all right there.
And basically the way I was described this by a cast member is they draw a big circle, and that's what's in preferred area. Because we were over in the 90s.
You were in the 70s.
And it was a little out there, but it was right next to the bus stop, right. So I see where they say it's
preferred. We were in the 60s. I would definitely try to request a preferred room in the 60s because you're right there in the middle of all of it. You do have to pay about $10 more if you want a pool view. I vote against the pool view.
Yeah, me too.
Just because of the noise, but... It was a refurbished room. I think all the rooms there are refurbished now. It had the pull-down bed. We really enjoyed the room. It was kind of small, but then again, it's a value resort, so they're not going to be as large.
And it helped out a whole lot having your car there.
Yes, it did. We did drive, and that was a big factor, which we did have to pay, I think, $12.20 a night to park there with the new parking fees. But I know it's lame, Derek. Very lame.
LeMay.
But that first day we agreed, no parks. We got there, and the first thing we did was we went to the food court, and we got a pizza to share. I think it was $18, which we didn't think was bad at all. We all got it fed all of us. We picked up our Halloween mug, refillable mug, just one of them, kind of as a souvenir more than anything.
Stuck it to them on that one.
Hey, we got a lot of use out of it because we were at the hotel so much. Yep. I bet we drank 12 cups of hot cocoa, and I know it was very hot, but we liked Disney hot cocoa. But then we went back. Sissy and Keegan, our youngest, laid down for a nap, and Bruin was just itching to get in the pools. Bruin and I went over
Matthew was itching to get in the pool.
Say what you will, Derek.
Bruin, you get the pool? No, Dad, I don't want to.
I do want to give a big shout-out to my son, Bruin. He finally learned to swim on his own on this trip.
Oh, wow.
Spring. He was able to swim away from you while you were holding him under?
Yeah,
he was saying, hey, Bruin, can't you hear that music? I can't hear it. Can you hear the music?
That's over at Art of Animation.
Oh, sorry.
So Bruin and I went out and checked out the pools, and then we went over to the 50s pool, which is shaped in the shape of a bowling pin, and got some pictures with Lady and the Tramp, those big statues. And we mentioned that on the free things to do, but our boys loved getting their pictures taken with those huge, larger-than-life statues. Keegan, blue. Like we had to go to blue every time we were out there.
Did you go to the foosball? Get it?
We did. We went over there. They have a giant Mickey over there and a giant power wheel. Once Keegan finally woke up, one thing we said we wanted to do is go check out Art of Animation, specifically Cars Land. Our boys love the Cars movies, and Bruin loves getting his picture taken. So we walked across the bridge, got to see the Skyliner construction. I mean, it was a 5-minute walk over to Art of Animation, and we checked out the Cars Land first, and we went and took a picture with every car that they had there.
Wow.
Sarge and Doc Hudson, Mater, and Lightning McQueen, all of them. And it's like meeting the characters because, you know, they used to have those in Hollywood studios and they didn't move. So we got to look at the details of the Cars Land section of Art of Animation is awesome. I know, Derek, you stayed at Art recently, didn't you?
Yes.
And did you check it? You checked out the cars?
We did.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
That's my favorite one. I just think it's the best detailed. And
I'd love to stay there. It's quite pricey for the suite. But just getting to look around that hotel. The boys had a blast looking at the cars and having their pictures taken with them. And this is where we kind of had to cheat the system a little bit. We had told them that they were going to swim in the biggest pool on Disney property, which is the Big Blue Pool. I did not notice, though, that you had to scan your band to get into the pool.
Uh-oh.
But did that stop me?
Absolutely not.
I kicked in the door.
No, which kid did you throw over first?
That would be Keegan.
Okay.
He's smallest.
To garner more sympathy. in all seriousness, we saw a couple and their teenage son walking by, and they said, hey, I just said, hey, do y'all mind scanning us in? We've told the boys they could get in this pool. They said, oh, sure. So... No issues there.
They said, absolutely not.
Oh, how dare you ask us?
We're DVC renters.
That's why we're staying at Art of Animation. But they had not been in the pool. They didn't know where to scan. Anyways, don't know what they're missing out on. So we went over to the Big Blue Pool. Derek, as you told me, I could not hear the music underwater. I tried and tried. They may have cut it off, but I didn't hear anything that sounded remotely like music.
I could hear something when I was there. It was very faint.
Bruin loved the big blue pool. Keegan stayed over at the little splash pad, and I think I put a picture of that on our Twitter page or my Twitter page, but that's a cool little area for the little ones. And so we swam for a few minutes, and then we went to the Finding Nemo-themed playground. And I can't think of the name of that, but it's got some neat little slides, and Bruin and Keegan had a blast doing that. And we mentioned that as one of the free things on the show last week, right. Playgrounds. And then we went to Landscape of Flavors for dinner. And one thing, we ate a lot. All we did was quick service on this trip, and we shared meals. And usually a meal for our four was about $30 to $35. I had the tandoori chicken thighs with green beans and jasmine rice. Wonderful meal. Sissy had chicken parmesan. The boys had pizza again. So great meal at Landscape of Flavors. And then by that time it was dark, we walked back through the Lion King section, got some pictures with all of them. And then we hightailed it back over to Pop Century and called it a night. So just a great evening, not having to spend money on a park ticket. And I think the boys had just as much fun as they would have otherwise. So that was our Tuesday. Very laid back. Very chill. I did not
stress. Late.
Who are you?
They were calling me Dathew Motson this trip. What? So, yeah, that was our first day at Walt Disney World.
That's great. I mean, like you said, it didn't cost you anything except your meals.
Yeah, and we didn't have to plan for it.
Yeah. Okay. So you're looking at it right now, you have no fast passes.
Well, we had booked fast passes for the next 2 days.
While you were driving down, you were booking
fast passes. The plan was to upgrade my wife to an annual pass.
Oh, yeah.
And get Bruin a two-day, one-park-per-day ticket.
Because Keegan is still free.
I've got my annual pass. So I think the two-day ticket for Bruin being four, I think, was $201. So the next day, we go to Disney's Hollywood Studios.
Sounds exciting.
Because you wanted the boys to experience Toy Story Land.
Yes, they had not experienced Toy Story Land. Of course, the three of us did this summer. We decided to drive because Derek had told me how far away the bus stop was for Pop and Art of Animation. And boy, it was a long way.
Dreadful.
And I kid you not, from the time we got in our car at Pop Century, we left around 7:35. By the time we got in our car, the time we got out of our car at Hollywood Studios, I kid you not, it was less than 7 minutes. The drive from Pop Century to Hollywood Studios was super fast, and I think part of that has to do with how they're restructuring the entrance. Because I'm thinking we're coming in like this back entrance, but I guess that's just the new way. But we were there super fast. We got a great parking spot. We get there at 7:45, and the tap stiles are already backed up pretty good. It was a morning where they did have early morning magic, which Derek got to experience. I will say to our listeners, I would not recommend going to Hollywood Studios on an early morning magic day if you're planning to, well, just don't do it, especially if you're planning to do Toy Story first. But we got there, and we used Josh's trick of kind of lining up on the left to move over to those tap stiles that would open up for early morning magic. We ended up in the very front of one of those tap style lines.
Now, and people have not experienced you at the tap stiles in the morning, and you are willing to knock out some people.
Can we draw a picture of that?
I did.
Derek, in everybody's mind.
I did have to have words with a cast member who kind of yelled at my wife. One cast member told us to scoot over, and so we move over to the next one, and he's like, "Whoa, whoa, 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 whoa!" Like, and I'm like, "Sir," it's like, "That's not cool." And so we talked. He apologized, but the couple that was in the front, they're like, "Y'all can just go in front of us. We don't care." I'm like, okay, they were very nice. They saw us get yelled at, and
clarifying kind of what Derek's talking about. Matthew is 6'7", so he doesn't hide in a crowd very well.
I'm not trying to hide either.
No. Yeah. So he makes his way up to the front, and then he looks back at me and Derek on our trips and go, "Hey, guys, come on.
Come on up here.
We can't do that. I mean,
you're with me. You're with my party.
Guys, come on. Come on."
So you may have seen the picture on Twitter.
I have a slight thing called guilt that is in my
evil eyes and stuff.
But if I'm there. Anyways, you may have seen me post on Twitter. We were at the very front of the rope drop where the three of us were.
Yeah, nobody's behind Bruin. I mean, he's the...
Yeah, that's it was just him.
Yeah.
But again, like it is to Flight of Passage, that rope drop procedure, the walk over to Toy Story Land, very uncomfortable because you got people kind of pushing and shoving, trying to cut in front of cast members. I saw one cast member lady, she got her shoe stepped on. You know, that's just they not didn't necessary. Go flat tire. That's terrible etiquette. Our experience this summer with the 7 a.m. Extra Magic Hour, that was ideal. But
not happening again.
No, it's not. All good things must come to an end.
Star Wars.
But even being in the front of the pack, the idea was for us to get over there and let Sissy and Bruin hop on Slinky Dog first. There was probably 30 to 40 people that had kind of weaseled their way in front of us by the time we got over there. Again, we're not looking to push anybody. Even then, Sissy and Bruin waited almost 15 minutes to get on Slinky Dog. Hmm. Now, we get to the park an hour and 15 minutes before the park opens. 15 minutes is not bad. But when you're there that early, you're thinking, I'm going to walk on. But again, I think part of it was early morning magic. There was a 20-minute wait to meet Woody and Buzz, Woody and Jesse, a 15-minute wait to meet Buzz. Toy Story Mania already had a 10 or 15-minute wait. So that's why I say if you're wanting to get the most out of your day, try to go on a day that early morning magic does not happen.
Or just buy early morning magic.
That's true. Yeah. So Sissy and Bruin did that. Keegan and I, we got the rider swap. Keegan and I went over to do Alien Swirling Saucers, the little two-year-old. Kind of like Boone. He loved it. We giggled and laughed. And then Sissy and Bruin came off Slinky Dog. Bruin loved Slinky. Sissy talked about how fast Slinky was. Kind of caught her off guard. And then she kind of gets dizzy. So after that, Bruin and Keegan and I, we all got in a Swirling Saucer. And Bruin loved Swirling Saucers, too. So we've knocked out the first two rides, and by the time those two are done, it is about 9:25. So we've got the two new rides done pretty quickly. I will say this, coming into the day, my fast passes were for Toy Story Mania, which I had to really work to get, Frozen Ever After, and Star Tours. Only one of those three actually paid off. So that was the downside of planning 24 hours in advance.
Right.
So any questions so far, guys?
No, I think
Portal Punch?
No.
Man.
Every time I went by Woody's, it was packed, and it had the two ordering windows. Well, I didn't think. It didn't ever work for us this summer.
That works so well for you, dude.
Well, I figured it out.
Did they finally get it? Is it ready now? Can we go pick it up?
They had it. It's hidden, like when you go to look at your bus stop thing.
Okay.
So all those orders were there?
It could have been. I don't know. I don't know if
Where's this guy keeps ordering, not showing up?
He's been charged for all of them.
I was like, there it is.
About 9:30, we went to meet Mickey and Minnie at their little meet in Star Wars Dream, which is over by ABC Commissary. Because for us, we always have to meet Mickey when we go to Disney World. Mm-hmm. While we were waiting, they moved Goofy into the queue line for that, I guess because it was starting to rain. And so we got to meet Goofy, Mickey, and Minnie.
Oh, wow.
Keegan was terrified of the characters. Bruin loved them as always. Keegan is, I told you earlier, Derek, he's only gotten more scared. He likes to see them from a distance, but he does not like to meet them up close. After that, Bruin and I went to ride Star Tours around 9:50. We had a fast pass, but didn't need it. It was a walk-on. Meanwhile, Sissy and Keegan went to see Voyage of the Little Mermaid, and they walked right into that show. Then about 10:25, Bruin and I went and rode Slinky Dog Dash with our rider swap. And then we caught the 11 o'clock Beauty and the Beast show. We grabbed a Mickey pretzel and some Halos, little oranges, which is a favorite snack of the boys.
The official
at Anaheim Produce. You know, it was kind of frustrating. It was about 10:45, and there weren't any quick services open yet, except for Woody's, really. And
that's disappointing on its own.
We weren't going to wait for that. So we snacked to tide us over. That would actually tide us over until lunch back at the hotel. Craig, you got a...
No, I don't understand why they do that.
I don't either. I wish more of them would open.
They don't want to make money?
I don't guess.
Nobody has ever accused Disney of that.
Yeah. And, man, Beauty and the Beast, it's an old show. We like it. But it was still a packed house. Like, we got there 10 till, and we weren't up in the nosebleeds, but we were not close by any means. But it was full.
Which is, of course, they're saying fall break is getting as bad as any other time at Disney. So
Hollywood Studios did feel crowded. But then again, that's the good thing about not planning with 24 hours notice is you don't have high expectations.
Yeah.
So we kind of went into it. We're going to do what we can do. And
it's going to be crowded. We're ready for that.
So we enjoyed Beauty and the Beast.
And you were so laid back, just kind of walking down the streets. It didn't matter.
Oh, yes. I almost fell asleep a few times walking from place to place. Bruin had, we'd gotten off Star Tours, and Bruin had mentioned, he saw the kids fighting Kylo Ren and Darth Vader over at Jedi training. And he'd mentioned wanting to do that, and it wasn't really going to fit in our plans for the day, but I think next summer when we go, we will. And so we got off Star Tours, and he asked for a lightsaber so that he could be practicing for next summer.
Oh, that's nice.
And he usually gets, I let him pick out one thing on each trip, and so we found the cheapest little lightsaber that we could.
You didn't let him make one?
No, we did not.
Has he watched any of those movies with you?
No, okay. He has not. But he's familiar with Star Tours.
You know, you could buy one of those in those cases. It's like $200 or $300.
You know, we thought about that.
For him to play with. You said he gets one thing. I mean,
well,
one thing, Dad.
One affordable thing for us, for Dad. So he had this lightsaber, and he says,
his $2 lightsaber.
Oh, yeah. I think it was 15.
Oh, hey, it was 15.
Hey, okay. Kid, I'll make you one.
Here's a stick. Just wait till I get home. So he says, Dad, I want to go meet Kylo Ren and show him my lightsaber.
Fortunately, this is the new Matthew who doesn't have a plan. Well, no, we can't do that, son, because we got to get here. So you can go meet Kylo Ren.
That's exactly right.
I like this Matthew.
So he wants to go see Kylo Ren to fight him, show him, hey, I'm gonna leave him in line
to check out by himself and tell him you were going to China.
You know what? This is...
Sorry.
I did do that with two grown adults. Oh, hey, let me watch you shop.
Hey, Dad, I'm almost checking out. No, wait, Brent, I got to go. Sorry.
So anyways, fortunately, you know, Kylo Ren had like a 30-minute wait. So did Chewbacca. Fortunately, with the Disney Visa card, you can walk right in to meet Kylo Ren. There was literally no one in front of us. We walked right in. Well, Bruin has his lightsaber kind of hung on his little shorts there. And he's acting all big and bad. I'm going to show Kylo Ren that. Well, Kylo Ren pops around that corner. You know, usually you walk in to meet him. He pops around the corner to meet us. And Bruin just jumps right behind me, quaking in fear. Of course, Keegan's terrified anyways. He's scared of all the characters. But I was like, Bruin, show him your lightsaber, man. He's like, oh no. Like, he's very scared at that point.
And let us interject here for a second. We are not promoting credit cards, but you can have that credit card with nothing on it.
Oh, yeah, you can.
And all you do is have the credit card, and you can get those Visa.
Those meet and greets. Yeah, there's one there. There's one at Epcot.
Yep.
Can y'all just give me an expired one?
I'm sure we could.
All they do is look at the card.
They don't look at it very closely. Yeah. You just flash it at them and tell them how many's in your party.
You make one out of paper. I mean,
yeah. Just get a picture of one, screenshot one. And
I got it on my phone.
Sir, can I see that? You actually got a card
number. This is made out of cardboard.
Card number is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 6, 7, 5, 3, 0, 9, 0, 0, 0.
Did
you meet Chewbacca too?
Not this trip.
Okay.
Bruin wanted to, and that's where I was like, you know, the line's just too long.
Yeah.
We then went and did something we hadn't done before. We saw the Star Wars Launch Bay movie that's there in the launch bay.
Yeah.
Not very good.
LeMay.
Is kind of like a very small theater, and it was like just kind of a behind the... It's basically about Star Wars fandom, which, you know, we like Star Wars, but it wasn't really our cup of tea.
Right.
We then caught the March of the First Order at noon.
That's good.
Bruin's a big fan of that. And then we used our Fast Pass for Frozen Sing-Along, which the Fast Pass got us nothing. But we decided we were going to sit really close. We hadn't seen this in a few years. It's been like 3 years. We sat on the third row.
Why didn't the Fast Pass get you anything?
Well, it just kind of got us in there with everybody else. It doesn't give you reserved seating or anything. It just makes sure you're going to get into the show.
Okay.
We loved the Frozen sing-along. Sissy and I, we laughed and we cackled. And Derek had told me it was funny. I didn't remember it being that funny. But it was really, really funny. I think being up close helped. The boys enjoyed the music.
You heard it better.
Yes.
Sitting up closer.
I have been there. What makes it so funny?
Just the historians, kind of the humor that they have going on.
It's much more adult humor.
What? What are they? So are they acting out what happens in Frozen?
Well, no. I mean, they're waiting. They're kind of retelling the story of Frozen.
Okay.
They'll have clips, but they're kind of adding their humor in there.
It
is really funny.
Okay. I need to do that next time we go.
Yeah, there's one man and one woman. Yeah, don't use Fast Pass.
Okay.
So we really enjoyed the Frozen sing-along. Bruin had really wanted to meet Buzz Lightyear, so we decided to go do that. He took a break, and when he came back, as he was about to start meeting again, it started raining. And he and Woody and Jesse were about to start meeting again. It started raining, so they had to go back in. So we abandoned the line. Bruin took it like a champ. We ended up going to get our picture in front of the Big Buzz statue outside of Alien Swirling Saucers. About that time, we used our Fast Pass at Toy Story Mania. Enjoyed that. We got a carrot cake cookie on the way out. And then, major milestone, guys. As we were leaving, we stopped at the ticket booth, and Sissy got her first ever Disney annual pass.
It'll never be the same, Sissy.
Sissy's one of those. She's fine with me having an annual pass because the movie maker and everything. No, the memory maker, not movie maker. But I think she kind of had it as her goal to never have to get an annual pass, and now she...
Can you elaborate on that? What happened before she got back to the hotel?
By the time we got back to the hotel, she lost the card, which it's still linked to her account and the band. But the actual card itself, we have no idea where it is. I think when we go in January, we're just going to tell them we lost it.
I think that was her, you know, her being upset. She just slammed the card
down. Her act of protest.
Yep.
So we left Hollywood Studios around 2 o'clock, and that was our day in the park. We got back. We had a late lunch at Pop Century. Sissy had some fried chicken, which was good. I had a spinach, mushroom, and goat cheese quiche, along with a cup of tomato basil soup. Very flavorful, healthy meal. I think the boys got a hot dog or something like that. Not very healthy. but they...
Or leftover Chick-fil-A. You didn't have that.
I didn't get no leftover Chick-fil-A that I had heated. Oh, goodness. I'll never live this down. But everybody took a nap. I went and did some laundry and just read a book kind of by the pool. When they got up, we decided to just kind of walk around the resort, and we checked out the pool by the 80s and 90s section. We then had dinner at Everything Pop Food Court again. This time, I got a make-your-own salad. Got some chicken and everything in it.
That's Missy and I was talking about y'all doing this, and just the thought of you end up at Disney rather than Panama City, that's two totally different ways to pack. You're talking about doing laundry while
it is.
I mean, it's just, but yet y'all were able to make it all work.
We made it work. We didn't pack any like Disney shirts.
Right. You mean you didn't wear a Grim Grinning Gas shirt to the beach and every day?
I did not. No.
Well, that's strange.
I had not planned to be there. So, but yeah, if you're keeping track, we've eaten at the Pop Century Food Court three different times now, in the Art of Animation Food Court, and we've loved it. The food court, I can't sing the praises enough of the food court.
Yeah, lots of selections. I mean, you got lots of choice because there's so many people at Pop.
Yeah, and Sissy got to have her chocolate croissant that she'd normally have at Gaston. So it was, we just had a great experience eating there.
And you're wearing that cup out.
We are wearing out that one mug. Everybody's got their straw that they can put into it. We are not paying for more than one.
Now, did y'all go and ask for cups like you could fill up?
We did. And see, we had bought groceries at the beach. We had bottled water and Gatorade and ham and turkey and cheese and bread and other snacks, Doritos and things. So we had drinks, and we took drinks, and we didn't buy any drinks.
Did you have your backpack?
We did not have a backpack.
But you didn't have a stroller.
We didn't have a stroller.
Right.
So that was another thing we had to adjust for. But we did have Keegan's diaper bag, which is kind of set up like a backpack. We can't put as much in it, but we put drinks and snacks in there. So we never paid for drinks in the park unless it was like a slushy or something we wanted.
Well, with a cup, even with the cup, you can't refill it, but every so often.
But Pop did loan us cups just to fill up with ice.
Right.
So we'd get cups of ice, and we'd fill that with water and Gatorade. And so that really cut down on the expenses as well. And that takes us to our last day. Whew.
That's crazy.
I'm so relaxed talking about
it. So you've just been to Hollywood Studios.
Right.
And
this is awesome.
Yep. The final day, of course, we went to Magic Kingdom.
You've got to.
And even with very little time to plan, I was able to get Sissy and Bruin Splash Mountain Fast Passes at 9:45 in the morning. Our family, we then had Fast Pass for Pirates of the Caribbean and Haunted Mansion. Really, the only things that we would probably try to get that we couldn't get would be Mine Train and Peter Pan's Flight. I mean, we were very pleased with our Fast Pass selection. The night before, I just kind of got on the app and was piddling around to look at breakfast for in the morning. And 8:05, Be Our Guest breakfast reservation pops up. I know neither of you guys had done breakfast at Be Our Guest. It's a very pricey affair. I think it's like a prefix $28 for an adult meal. It is, however, a quick service meal. So you reserve it like you would a table service dining, but Be Our Guest breakfast and lunch is a quick service meal. And I texted our friend Josh about this to make sure. He assured me that not everybody had to order something. So literally we could have gone in there and bought one kid's meal, and we still could have got the reservation. I snagged that reservation for a couple reasons. One, the park didn't open until 9, so I wanted to kind of get in before everybody else, because I knew that those with early breakfast got in before everyone else. And two, I wanted to see if I could get an early advantage to Mine Train. Bruin's favorite ride is Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
Because mind you, you don't have a fast pass.
We don't have fast passes for it. You know, the park, they let the guests in at 8, so you're going to be waiting in that cramped area for almost an hour with two kids. So I'm trying to think of ways that I can get on Mine Train, and that one jumps out to me. Because I'd read where if you eat fast enough and you get out there, you may get on Mine Train before the rest of the park. We plan to drive. Well, we're walking out to the parking lot, and there's a Magic Kingdom bus there. And so, Craig, that's what you and I talked about, is having our car was so great.
At Magic Kingdom, it's not.
Not at Magic Kingdom.
Right.
Because you have to get on the ferry correct. Or the monorail.
Yep.
Just so happened we walked out. There was a bus to Magic Kingdom waiting. And again, this is like 7:20 in the morning. Park doesn't open until 9, so there's not a lot of people out there. So we just get on the bus about 7:25. We arrive at Magic Kingdom at 7:45. If you have a breakfast reservation, you have to go over to the left side of the entrance. They scan your band. They give you a little pamphlet to show. And as they're scanning our bands, there was a crowd of probably 100, 200 people waiting to go in for breakfast reservation. They let them in. So we get there at the perfect time. We head down Main Street. And another thing you can do is you can pre-order your food. And I can't recommend this enough for breakfast and lunch at Be Our Guest. Pre-order your food. It's going to save you a lot of time. So we walk all the way down Main Street. We go take the little path between Liberty Square and the castle. We go back to the Beast Castle. They were experiencing some technical difficulties. Instead of it opening at 8, it didn't open until about 8:15. But because I had pre-ordered, I bypassed an ordering line of probably 10 or 15 minutes. And, of course, we're wanting to get through as fast as we can so we can get to Mine Train.
Do you go straight in and sit down? Or do you have to?
They didn't have my mobile order. Mm-hmm. But I told them I had it. I had my confirmation number. We got it cleared up. And so we went straight in to the castle, sat down.
That's great. So you didn't have to go by the knights and go in there and order and all that?
No.
That's great.
There was only a few families that had sat down before us, but most of them had gone to the West Wing, which it's too dark for us to see our food. So we were the first family in the main dining hall to sit down. And people came by. They checked our receipt. Within 5 minutes, our food was there. I ordered a meal. We ordered a meal for the boys. It ended up being like $43, but it was unlimited soft drinks, unlimited coffee, unlimited juices. I got the Feast of Gaston, which came with sausage links, bacon, eggs, roasted potatoes. The boys had bacon and eggs. And so we bought two meals, and that was enough for all of us. So for about $43... we got to get into the park early before most everyone else. We got to have a peaceful walk down Main Street. We got to go in and be seated immediately because we pre-ordered. We got done eating about 8:40, so about we sat down for maybe 20 to 25 minutes the entire time. We didn't rush. We used the restroom. We go out. I'm sorry I'm talking so long here, but this is good. This is a good tip, I think. There was probably 25 or 30 people waiting already to go to Mine Train. About 8:50, about 10 minutes before the park opens, they walked us over to Mine Train, and we got to sit there and wait in the shade. And then you heard the opening show going on, and then about the time that they led us through the line, you see the masses coming over from the Mad Tea Party area.
Right.
But we don't have to mess with any of that. And Bruin and I got on the ride. We got our rider swap. Bruin and I waited less than 10 minutes, and that was our story.
I remember when we did, Derek and I, this summer, we did Early Morning Magic. I don't know if you knew about that.
Yeah, I had heard a thing or two.
But when we did that, I remember we were in line on our 9th or 10th time riding it. I saw them lined up from Be Our Guest.
Uh-huh.
And exactly what you're saying, because when you told me that the other day, I thought, I remember them lining up like that.
Yeah.
And as soon as the park, you know, you heard the fireworks go off, mm-hmm. whatever, they walked right in there. So that's a great tip, Matthew.
Well, we didn't get 9 or 10 rides, but...
still, you got to ride it.
It was. And we
probably, had you not done that, you probably might have not got on it, would you?
It would have been rough.
Right.
And I don't think we would have waited. Bruin
loves
it.
It's
his favorite ride.
Right.
Which is kind of a pain. But you know, I told Sissy, is the breakfast overpriced? Yes, but I'd gladly pay $10... to walk down Main Street without the hordes of people. I'd gladly pay $10 just to eat in the castle
because
it's a great setting. And I'd gladly pay $10 to not have to deal with that rope drop mess that we didn't have to deal with. So that's $30 I forgot to mention the pastries. It has a set of about 5 or 6 pastries for the table.
For that matter, you paid $10 per person to do all that.
Yeah.
So, and I mean, that's not bad.
Considering the fact that not everybody has to order. Like, if I'd had to order a $28 meal and Sissy had to order a $28 meal, and it wouldn't have been worth it.
And that's a good tip to share with everybody. And that's good that Josh, you know, knew that to share with you.
And, I mean, literally, you can order one meal and share it between 4 people if you want to.
And mobile order. Again, we can't stress enough. Mobile order is the way to do it.
Pre-order the food. You know, I was shocked to find that reservation, but it goes to show, always check. And, you know, the night before, even if you have no intentions of eating breakfast, check to see what's available. You can plan last minute and find some success, but I know I talked about that for a while, so I'll just quickly run through
what
we
did. That's a great tip, though. I'm glad you did.
So Bruin and I rode Mine Train. Sissy and Keegan went across and right next door and rode Winnie the Pooh. We got done, and immediately Sissy and Bruin used their rider swap to go ride Mine Train. I took Keegan to the carousel. He loves the carousel. We then went over to the Tomorrowland Speedway, which at 9:26 we waited 13 minutes for because they were only running like one row of cars, which drives me nuts. We then got to Dumbo at 9:50.
You can see Matthew's rant tweet on Grim Grin Guys.
Yes. I tweeted at Walt Disney World. They were running one side. Like, it was we waited almost 20 minutes, and there was only one of the two Dumbos going. Like, why do you have the two Dumbos? Why did you build the two Dumbos if you're not going to run them?
Right.
For a point of reference, we came back later in the day at, like, 2 in the afternoon, and the wait was less than it was at 9:50 in the morning. It was a 10-minute wait because they were running both sides.
Yeah.
So that was kind of frustrating.
Charles, they responded to you, and they reacted.
That was it. I'm sure that was it.
They said, hey. The Grim Grinning guys are not happy right now. Get this thing going.
That's exactly what happened. But about 10:12.
Yeah,
we went to Barnstormer. We walked right on that. Poor Keegan was a fingertip away from being able to ride Barnstormer. Was Bill tall enough to ride Barnstormer? Yeah. Keegan was a...
No.
I don't think Keegan knows how to stand up straight either, so that didn't help. They're like, oh, we can put this finger in there. So he was a little disappointed, but...
Bless his heart.
So we rode Barnstormer. We then rode Little Mermaid, which at 10:25 was still a walk-on. There was no wait for that. At 10:45, Sissy and Bruin did Splash Mountain. I took Keegan on Jungle Cruise. He loved Jungle Cruise. And Sissy got her zippity-doo-dah Ziploc bag from Splash Mountain.
Oh, yeah.
That they're giving out. 11:15, we rode Pirates of the Caribbean with a fast pass. I mobile ordered. And here's the thing, guys. At 11:40... there was no wait to order at Columbia Harbor House. I'd used mobile ordering, but it was at this point in the day where I started to realize Magic Kingdom was not crowded at all. And we chose to go to Magic Kingdom on that day because we weren't going to stay late, and it was a party day.
Now, this was what day?
This was on Thursday the 11th, which there was a Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween party that night. And we knew a lot of people had been to Magic Kingdom the night before because it was open until 1. It closed at 6, so if you're not looking for nighttime stuff at Magic Kingdom and you don't mind calling it an early day, going on days where there's a Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween party scheduled, much lighter crowds. I told Derek earlier, it was one of the least crowded days at Magic Kingdom we've had in years.
Well, just to say there's nobody in line at Harbor House at 11:40.
It was wild. And I might have saved a couple of minutes mobile ordering, but I mean, might as well mobile order. I walked up and they handed me my tray of food. So we enjoyed lunch at Columbia Harbor House, got a table overlooking the Haunted Mansion walkway. After that, we walked right over to Haunted Mansion, used our fast pass there. We then made a little ice cream stop to get some Mickey bars and a strawberry fruit bar, which Bruin likes. As we were in line for Haunted Mansion, I booked a fast pass for about 10 minutes in the future at It's a Small World. And so we walked next door and did that after our ice cream break. We then saw Mickey's Fill Our Magic. We then rode Mad Tea Party with a fast pass. We then rode Dumbo again with a fast pass. We then went and checked out the Festival of Fantasy Parade. We walked right up as it was kind of coming through the hub. Boys enjoyed seeing that. We then faced some rain showers, so we had to just kind of pause for a minute. We then rode Jungle Cruise with a fast pass, which I think was our 7th fast pass of the day. We had another one booked for Magic Carpets, but Thunder had set in and all the outdoor rides were closed. It was 3 o'clock, and we decided to head back. We just missed a Pop Century bus, so instead we hopped on an Art of Animation bus, took it back to Art, and then walked over to Pop Century. We had dinner that night at Pop Century Food Court again, and they do have the Dole Whip and Dole Whip floats in the Pop Century Food Court. They don't call it that. They just call it pineapple soft serve. But it's there, and it's just as good.
And I do I think they have them at Art of Animation, too.
Yep. That's something new, though, isn't it?
I think so. It must be.
I think
But it was great. I'm one of those when I'm in a food court. I typically go to whichever section has the shortest line.
Mm-hmm.
We tried a bunch of stuff.
The quiche?
Yes. The quiche and the tomato basil soup. It was great. Took a nap. We packed our bags. We enjoyed the pools a lot that night. We had some desserts over at Pop. We met Chris from the I Am Geek podcast in line at the Alien Swirling Saucers. I will say this. We had that last night booked at Pop Century. We actually ended up leaving that night about 11:30. With the storms and everything and the evacuations that had taken place, we didn't know what traffic was going to be like on the way home. We knew we weren't going to get a lot of sleep, so we just left at 11:30 that night. Drove all the way home and got home in good old Centerville, Tennessee about 8:45 the next morning. So we made great time. The boys slept. We didn't meet any traffic. So we didn't technically get our money's worth spending the night at Pop that last night, but we got to stay well into the night and enjoy the amenities.
Right.
So we had a very good, unplanned, relaxed Walt Disney World vacation.
Which goes to prove that you can do it if you don't want to do everything.
Yeah.
You can do it last minute.
Yeah. And as long as you are familiar with the park and familiar with the app, like we tell people. Because, I mean, the three of us, we know where we're going and we know how to kind of game the system to our advantage.
And more importantly, we know what we like.
Yeah. We know what we like.
Mean, so that's we know a big what the thing kids on, like. On a trip like that is to...
And that was good that you got to stay at Pop because I didn't realize you had not really stayed there.
My wife is I think my wife likes Pop a little too much now because she wants to go back there again.
Oh, no.
I want to go to a moderate or to deluxe. But we loved Pop Century, and I think it's a great place for kids. Really helps if you have your own vehicle in case you don't want to deal with the buses. But we loved it. Get a preferred room.
Yes.
Request the 60s ground floor if at all possible because that's what I will be 60s requesting.
60s or what's another side of it?
Well, there's two buildings.
What's on the other side of the pool? Is that
both? They're both 60s.
Okay.
So, yeah, we had a great time. And I sent Craig and Derek a picture of when we were pulling up under the Disney World sign. And they couldn't believe it.
No. So. It was great, though.
It was out of the blue.
What was my reply to you when you sent that? I said, gross. Now you have to drive back.
That was Derek's immediate response. The drive back was only a couple hours more than the drive to the beach.
But you know, Matthew, it's like what they say, when they give you lemons, make candles.
That's the quote. Yay, Craig's on board now. Craig has hopped on the candle bandwagon. that was my recent trip rundown. Had never taken a Disney trip quite like that one.
That's awesome.
We were totally exhausted. Man, we were expecting to just lay on the beach all day, every day, and that is not what we got. So, but hey, you got to make the most of it.
And a 8-hour trip, roughly, to Panama City.
8-hour trip to Panama City.
Turned
about
into
6 hours over to Disney World, about 10 and a half back home. So, we've been all over the Southeast.
That's great.
It was great.
But like you said, we do continue to pray and think about those that have been affected by the hurricane. It worked out good for you and worked out, you know, good
and there
for
were,
those that were out of the way.
There were several families that we ran into at Walt Disney World that kind of in the same state. When I was checking in, there was a woman next to me at the next check-in desk that was in the exact same situation. They were in Panama City. And
really?
Yep. And tried to get away from the storm, make the most of fall break.
I mean, I don't know why.
Well, we should have. I don't know why we didn't. What were we thinking? Yeah, we had beach chairs and a canopy tent and sand toys all in the back of our car. In the back of the car.
No Disney shirt to be found.
Oh, we had nice polos and shirts to wear out to eat.
I can't believe that Chris recognized you.
You said Chris earlier. We do appreciate Chris. He is from Memphis right here in Tennessee.
The I Am Geek podcast.
Yeah, so it was good.
It was nice
good
to run into him.
Yeah. And he's made comments before on our Twitter accounts. I mean, that was about the best laid out that you could do, I think, of in that last.
Yeah,
that was great.
We keyed in on what we really wanted to do and just kind of took it easy. And Sissy, she told me when we got there, this will be the true test to see if you can relax.
And you did.
On a Walt Disney World trip. And to my credit, I did. I'm telling you guys, I can
he's
do that.
His own
you relaxed.
I can do that.
And she got annual pass. I mean, I'm just blown away.
you know, I am the king of manipulation. So,
and you ended up at Disney.
That's right.
I mean, that's the king of manipulation.
And Sissy is never going to hear this. So.
No.
Yeah, she won't listen to this. Okay. So I don't know anything about it.
Yeah.
Well, guys, I know I've talked a lot, but it's time for a segment we like to call
Grill.
Grinning.
Greatness.
I miss the old button.
I even forgot which button it is now.
Well, guys, I've done all the talking, so today I'm going to let Derek, how about you ask the Grim Grinning Greatness question?
Okay, since Sissy enjoyed Pop Century as much as she did, what is maybe your top thing that you enjoy about Pop Century? We'll stay resort specific.
Oh, nice.
Tonight.
Favorite thing at Pop Century?
At Pop Century.
Well, you asked, so you go first.
Okay. And I might get in trouble for this. Mine is going to be proximity to Art of Animation.
Why would you get in trouble for that?
I don't know. Because I'm not really picking Pop Century.
Oh, well, that's fine.
Animation, so I just like that you can go. I mean, you can stay like you all did at Pop and go and enjoy art for a while, enjoy a meal over there, and come back.
It's almost kind of like getting two resorts in one.
It is. So that's what I really like about it.
Craig, now you're the Pop Century veteran. You've stayed there a lot more than either of us. What do you like about it the most?
It's definitely not transportation.
We knew that.
As we alluded to a while ago, the food court is really nice. There are lots of good features. And it is, if you're in a preferred room, you are close to everything. So that, I mean, the pool's nice there. The food court is nice. The bus transportation is right there close by. But probably at Pop Century, I like that it's all right there. You've got, as you said earlier, Matthew, that you've got the video arcade, you've got the food, you've got the place to check in, you've got the place to store your luggage, you've got the pool, you've got the laundry. Mm-hmm. It's all right there.
It's all there.
And I like that. And especially, like you said, if you can get a preferred room that's right there next to all that, it's convenient. And for me, that's what I want on the trip is convenience. So I guess for me, Pop Century, if I stay in the 60s right there, it's convenience because you're close to everything.
Yeah.
So pay the extra, and I can't emphasize enough, pay the extra $15 and get the convenience.
If we stay there again, I will pay the extra, and I will call them every day requesting the 60s ground floor.
Yeah.
And
if you can remember a number, you can actually request a number, because I've done that before.
We were in room 5154.
That's what you need to remember, and request that same number. They'll do the best to give it to you.
I immediately thought pools. Of course, you know me, I love the pools. There's really nothing special about the pools themselves. There's no slides. I'm going to say the food court. I was really impressed with the quality of food there. The prices of the food there I thought were very reasonable. And they have some great little bakery items. They've got pineapple soft serve. They've got pizzas. They've got burgers. They had pot roast and fried chicken and meatloaf and carved turkey and quiche and soup. And it was just a wide variety. And I guess one of the reasons we liked it is we kind of ate at off-peak times. Like we'd eat lunch there at 2 or 3 in the afternoon. And it definitely could be chaotic at times. But we were very pleased with the food court. Of all things at Pop Century, I'm saying the food court.
You know, something else, Matthew, when you get off the buses and you do come through there, going if you are going staying in the 60s, you always come back through the food court.
Yeah.
So if you always – we got in the habit of when we would go on the buses and – go to the park, we'd always take our cups with
us. Take our mugs, yeah.
And on the way back, we just stop through and fill our mugs up on the way back to the room. Yeah. So that's a nice convenience, too.
And we've talked about it before, but I really think that the value resort food courts should be the standard for food courts.
They're stepping their game up.
Across all categories.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean,
your value resorts have everything.
They kind of cater to everything.
Yeah. And so that's why they're so nice, because you can find, with a family of four or five, you can find something for everybody to eat.
Yep. It was a great trip. And so, guys, I think I appreciate you all letting me jabber on for such a long time about this trip. But it was a very unique experience, and hopefully it's helped assure some of our listeners that you can plan a trip even with just 24 hours notice.
Right.
And
right now.
Let us help you. I mean,
going tomorrow.
Let us know. Yeah. Bye, Derek.
Well, listeners, we thank you so much for supporting the show. And we continue to encourage you to reach out to us with any questions you may have.
And don't forget to tune in this coming Thursday. Consumer Princess Miss Leah will be joining us. Talk about some California Disney.
Yep.
And then next Monday, we have
Can we go ahead and say?
Yeah. Mama Hey Joe La will be sharing a recent trip rundown with us as well.
A great recent trip as far as it was just her and her husband rather than them two her and their kids. Yeah. So it's a good experience.
As you leave, be sure to
beware the hitchhiking ghosts.
And hurry back.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your